We continue reading from Kitvuni Ledorot. We're just summarizing quickly the various Sfarim. He's giving a very small summary at the end over here, the last two or three pages. So we're number 12, explaining the Sfarim again. Tar Niyarim. These are Shepashtu Yadaim El Chelko Mikitve Emrudu Kamish Al Marcho Terem Ishlimu Siyom Kedibayim. ובחיפזון בעתיקם בבהילו על ידי המאה סופכם בשלושה ימים באופני שנתקע בצומאים סך תר ניירים שלא יהיה להם לא בסדר ולא טעם חך מארץ ישראל צידרו מקבצו בשלושה חרכים נקרא ספר דרושים, ספר כוונות, ספר ליקוטים והם כתבי מדרור כמה של רב חיים ויטל זצן. We read this a few times. The Tan Yarim was a compilation. This would came out from, sneaked out, sort of leaked out of the house of Rav Chaim Vital when he was ill, by Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Rabbi Shua ben Nun, and he gave some money to the brother, and the from that came out three different Sfarim called Sefer Drushim, Sefer Kavanot, and Sefer Lukutim. Next Sefer that came out, by the way, that's all called Medur Kama. The second set of Sfarim, official Sfarim, that came out from the house of Rav Chaim Vital was the Shmon Sha'arim. That's Rav Shmo Vital Zal, and P.D. Sefer Et Chaim. So this name was also called Etchaim, the sort of a generic name for the Svarim, Kitve Arizal. These are Svarim Rav Chaim Vital gave over to his own son Rav Shmuel Vital in order to publish. Rav Shmuel Vital sort of changed around a little bit of the order, but more or less kept it the same, and then that was published. That is the Tashlum of really called, also it's called Medur Kama. And some people call it Medur Emsa Ita, which is the middle one. Number 14. Sefer Otot Chaim. Sefer Otot Chaim, Zesov Shinimsa Gnizat Shalem, Shkatav Yan Marav Chom, Atzmo. Vu Arok Mesudal Al Sed Ishtashluta Ulamot. And this is what we call Sefer Otot Chaim was Medura Batra. Medura Batra, again, was found by Rav Avram Zulai, which was given to Rav Yaakov Tzemer to publish. And this was a Sefer which is Shalem. And one of the one of the favored Svarim of Rav Yaakov Tzemach, because it was so complete. Sefer Kehilat Yaakov. Gam Zehu Nimsa, this also was found in the Geniza in Sfat. And again, there was conflicting deas whether it was actually in the burial ground of Rav Chaim Vital, was buried with him, or whether it was separate. And that also discussed Gam the Shtashlus of the world, and this is called what we call Medura Batra. This is part of the Ksavim there, and therefore he gave one of the names is Kilat Yaakov, Rav Yaakov Tzemach. Sefer Adam Yashar is also part and parcel of the Geniza process that came out from the Geniza, and it was Drushim Katvu Rav Chaim Vital, and it was very deep. And he speaks about over there all these sfeikot. This is also part and parcel of what we call the Medura Batra. Medura Batra. V'nira shu Batra kifi ma'otot chayim v'kilat Yaakov. It was also in part and parcel of the Otot Chayim v'kilat Yaakov. Now, shlosh svarim, these three svarim, the Rifa Otot Chayim, Kilat Yaakov, Sefer Adam, this was all put together by Rav Yaakov Tzemach, as we know, came out from the Geniza. Now, okay, let's move on. Number 17. Sefer Olat Tamid, who Sefer Kavanot, Medura Batra. This was the Sefer Kavanot that we had originally from Medura Kama. This is now Sefer Kavanot, again, more practical part of the Kabbalah, which is called on the Medura Batra. V'yesh bo tosefet ha'achava al kol nosiim sha'a Kavanot. Ulam, inu bichlal shleimut kol drusha Kavanot. Again, who put it together? This was Rav Yaakov Tzemach. Number 18. Sefer Zohar Rekia. Biurim al Zohar v'Idra Medura Batra Nimsa V'Gniza. This also part and parcel came out of the Geniza. This is Zohar Rekia. Again, a pirush on the Zohar. 19. Sefer Toledot Adam Mevor Sharim. All the same. Toledot Adam is one title, and Mevor Sharim was given a later title. So, who Medura Acheret Acher al Medura Batra? this is something up and above. This is probably the later editions, what some people call actual Medua Batra de Batra. And this was actually put together with Rav Chaim, sorry, Rav Meir Papirish. He called it actually Medua Chamishit. V'acherim amur shu'a Batra de Batra. V'tochenu droshim shikipil Rav Chaim Bitzal from the Ariza, omeg ba'avanato, were deep. ומחולק לשערים חלקים חלקים גם זו הריזל גם זו חיים ויטל. Now this again was found by Rav Yaakov Tzemach and he called it תולדות אדם. והקדמה שבראשו זה חסרה נקרא, והקדמה שבראשו חסרה ונקרא מבוא השערים, או מפתח ומפתח הקדמה שנמצא כל המפתח מבוא השערים. So there's conflicting names. What exactly is the name of it? Some people call it Toldot Adam. Some people call Mevor Sharim. Number 20, Sefer Edut BeYaakov. Now this was Arichat Hasofit. This was the last thing that Rav Yaakov Tzemach put together. It was a combination of various Sfarim, three Sfarim to be exact. This was a combination of Otzot Chaim, Kilat Yaakov, Adam Yashar. It was all put into one. And Shiyase Otzot Chaim ke Nusach Panim, Otzot Chaim, which speaks about the actual the development of the world, that was put in the middle, and around that was put the other Kilat Yaakov, the Svan Kilat Yaakov, and Adam Yeshua was around the text, in order to give additional information. And this was done, and Sefer Zinase Basis Le'Sefer, this came out, this was the first edition of what we call Sefer Derech Etzheim, Avraham Meir Papirish. Because Avraham Meir Papirish continued the tradition of his Rebbe, was Rav Yaakov Tzemach, and he continued this edition by publishing more and more Sfarim on this level. Sefer Derech Etzheim, this is Sefer Drushim HaGdol V'Hashalem HaRachur Avraham Meir Papirish. Bekalul balula mikol hamadurot, and he put everything that he saw from his Rebbe, he put it all together in one big sefer, and this was called Sefer Derech Chaim. Loku kebasisim sefer Edut Yaakov, he took the majority from Edut BeYaakov, Orchu Rav Yaakov Tzemach Shlosh Sfarim Kinizkal El. Vozir Adrushim Ketaim Vemudur Kama, and as well Rav Meir Papirish also included in his Sefer Derech Chaim part and parcel of Medur Kama, which Rav Yaakov Tzemach did not do. So he put over there in this called Sefer Drushim, besides everything that he found by Edut BeYaakov, he put as well a different Sfarim called Sefer Drushim, Sefer Kavanot, Sefer Lekutim, he put in there as well. V'ruim ledan sheshlavam v'otam mikumom lifi keshen yanem, and he didn't put them as books, big, just put them together, but rather he took them apart and put them in yanim, subject. Made a beautiful job. V'dirshu Otzot Chaim kara medura tinyana, and he called them Otzot Chaim medura tinyana. For some reason, even though it was found together with Medur Batya, but he considered this to be a Medur Tinyan, the middle findings. V'drushi kilat Yaakov Adam Yashar nikra, and he called that Medur Batra. U'ma she'atik mesefer drushim v'kavanot v'likudim v'nur kama. So again, when you open up this Chaim, you find all these different names. Medura Kama, Medura Tinyana, Medura Batra, Medura Batra, the Batra is not there. V'u sefer chashuv v'limud arizal, and it gives you a good hekif on the whole system. Number 22, Sefer Pri Etz Chaim. Sefer Pri Etz Chaim is Sidur Rav Meir Papirish, kolel bo shlosh anafim, and in Pri Etz Chaim is more the practical part of the Kavanas, of the Kabbalah, Kavanat Mitzvot, B'tikunim Yuchudim, Gam Nechlal B'tzuv Shiluv, Kitve Medur Kama, Medur Batra, and also part and parcel of Medur Kama, Medur Batra. But again, only on a practical basis, which covers the Kavanot, Tziruv Sefer Kavanot, Yashan, Imolot Tamid, V'otziv Alem Ketaim, Shaykhim, Sefer, Adrushim, Balikutim, V'chem Mitzvot Yuchudim, Tikunim, V'lachen Yesh B'sforim Elu, Tosefet Ba'arava, בהערבות איננו בשמונה שערים. So it's something that we won't find in שמונה שערים, וכן חלקי כתבי המדורה בת נכללים פרי עץ חיים נתפס בקרקץ. Okay. Now the final one on the list is number 23. Nos, it's called Nof Etz Chaim. Gamu Mesor. This is also published from Rav Meir Papirish, and it was put together from bits and pieces of Medora Kama and bits and pieces of Medora Batra, and really contains four things: Drush of the Zohar, and Biur Psukim, Mamre Chazal, and Inyanim of the Gilgulim. That is called Nof Etz Chaim, with other parts and bits and pieces of the Shmone Sha'arim, and a little, as we said, Mador Batra. Now, Pirush of the Zohar nitfas b'tzurat zu, v'ashlama zu, biur psukim nitfas b'lukute Torah. Mamrei Raza lo nitfas klal. Sef Gilgulim nitfas and nitfas. Okay. So, Baruch Hashem, I think, tam v'nishlam shvach lekel bore olam. So, we have finished now the Kitvei Dorot, with Hashem. We'll be starting another series on the Shifra Ari in our next lesson.